A group of Oregon state senators asked Congress to reconsider a plan to close many rural post offices around the country. The bipartisan group of 21 state senators includes Bend's Chris Telfer.
I've signed on to a letter with 21 other senators reminding the Congress that we vote by mail here in Oregon. And if you start taking away our post offices, you've basically shut us out of the election process.
Telfer says that those post offices are important communication centers for many small cities in rural Oregon. At least 41 post offices in Oregon may be closed because of cost-cutting measures. The new body scanner at the Redmond Airport could be just the beginning of security changes that will happen in all airports. Speaking at the Sisters Kiwanis Club last night, Michael Irwin, TSA Federal Security Director for Oregon, says soon we could be directed through airport security by more machines.
What we're going to try to do is put processes and technology in place to make up for the fact that we probably are going to have less people. Everybody's going to have less people. And so what we have to do is say, how can I do the same job or do a job even better with less people? And so we focus on processes, we focus on training, we focus on new technology.
Irwin says the new body scanner is less invasive than scanners found in other parts of the nation because it just looks for any mass that exists within or under clothing. It does not take pictures. Irwin says scanners are being installed in most airports because terrorists can easily figure out how to get through to larger cities by going through the smaller airports and avoiding some security. A large wind power project near Shanico is getting the attention of local property owners. In the first public meeting last night, Oregon Department of Energy spokesperson Diana Enright says dozens of people came out to what she describes as a polite meeting.
Well, last night's meeting was an informational meeting about the notice of intent being released, and there were about 50 or 60 people who showed up, mainly landowners in the area. They were curious about what the proposal is going to be and also about the state siting process. Most of the folks who attended were landowners, and they were asking about potential transmission lines and wind turbine locations.
A large wind, or I should say the size of the wind power proposal is 85,000 acres on private land in Wasco and Sherman counties. Any project that is larger than 105 megawatts triggers a state review process, and citizens do have a path for objecting to a large project. The Chicago-based company Eon Climate and Renewables North America says that if there aren't any major appeals to the plan, they could start the wind power project by the end of next year or early 2013. An investigation continues today following a fight in Lapine last night that reportedly involved about 20 people. Deschutes County Sheriff's officials say that two people were struck with a baseball bat during the fight, and both were taken by ground ambulance with non-life-threatening injuries. Sergeant Dan Bilyeu says it's unusual to respond to a fight this large.
We usually don't have altercations quite that size, and my understanding is when the initial patrols got on scene, I think 20 was probably a bit of an inflated estimate by the caller. But then again, when there's a lot of hollering and screaming, and you know, there's an altercation going on, you know, that might have gotten them a little bit excited. But I think 20's probably a little high.
No one was arrested at this time, but the baseball bat was recovered and the investigation is continuing. The melee happened in front of a home on Lava Drive. An arrest warrant has been issued for 42-year-old David Christopher Glass in connection with Wednesday's robbery of a Bend U.S. bank. Police say Glass moved through from a person of interest to a suspect since the initial investigation. Glass is described as 6'7", 250 pounds, with blue eyes and gray hair. Glass is wanted on charges of second-degree robbery. It is a local Rotary tradition that can make a big difference to families in Central Oregon during the holidays. There's still time to be involved in this year's Rotary Tree of Joy program. Kyle Frick with Mid-Oregon Credit Union says about 300 Rotarians in Bend are involved in this popular holiday event.
Well, the Rotary Clubs, for I think the last 25 years or so, we've had a Tree of Joy, and the main Tree of Joy has been in different locations, but now it's in the Old Mill District, and you can go down there and pick up a tag through December 16th and then purchase a present. The instructions are all there, and then bring it back. But we also, this year, we expanded that program. So we have a Tree of Joy in both of our Bend offices at the Olney branch, 2nd and Olney, and East Bend at 27th and Neff's.
Frick says he joined the Rotary Club 1 year ago to deliver the gifts and says it was a very touching experience. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.